Western Australia's first homeless shelter for women over 55 officially opened its doors today, but there are warnings that more is needed to help older Australians and women in particular who are now becoming homeless at increasing rates. From Perth, Anna Vido reports.
The excitement in the room was palpable. St. Bartholomew's House today officially opened its new accommodation centre catering for older women. 58-year-old Jenny is hoping to move in shortly.
All going well, I'm hoping to, and when my children come to visit me, I'll have a house.
Jenny's just one of a growing number of women aged over 55 who, for a variety of reasons, find themselves without a permanent roof over their head.
I had a brain tumour almost 12 months ago removed. Spent 4 months in hospital in a coma. Come out of hospital and found that my partner and I had separated, sold our house, and I had no home. So it will be great to have an address that I can call home.
The St. Bart's facility is the first in WA to cater specifically for older single women who are homeless. St. Bart's Chief Executive John Berger says the facility's sorely needed because older women are the fastest growing homeless demographic in WA.
What we've seen is an emergence of a generational issue, baby boomer generation. We have many women who are single for many reasons, through separation, divorce or even death, because they have raised their family, are in low-skilled or unskilled work. Often their situation is quite precarious because of the rental market situation, so it only takes a single event, a health issue, a mental health episode, a loss of job or even just an increase in rent can often take them over the edge. They often have very few savings, they certainly don't have any superannuation, and all of a sudden find themselves destitute.
It's not only Western Australia which is seeing a spike in numbers of homeless seniors and of older women in particular. Homelessness Australia reports the most recent figures for 2012-13 showed the number of homeless people aged over 55 increased 14% on the previous year. Homelessness Australia's chief executive is Glenda Stevens.
Up until that year, the increase had been fairly small. Figures will be coming out very shortly as to this year, but we are expecting the rise to increase due to general cost of living and cost of housing problems.
Glenda Stevens says homelessness is ultimately a problem much bigger than any one demographic, and that each day around Australia, service providers have to turn away more than 400 requests for help because of a lack of resources. She says current uncertainty around long-term Commonwealth funding for homelessness services isn't helping.
We have the White Paper Review of Federation occurring, which is looking at where the responsibility for homelessness and housing actually lies. We also have some uncertainty around funding from the federal government. A lot of services have their funding due to expire mid-next year. It's very hard for the sector to plan.
Similar concerns were aired today in Perth at public hearings for a Senate inquiry into homelessness and affordable housing. Committee member and WA Labor Senator Sue Lyons.
We've got a crisis happening in our country right now. We've got a whole raft of people, including families, who are homeless. And yet what we've seen the government do is to take millions of dollars out of the funding for homeless and affordable housing. And we fall back onto charities such as the Salvos, who are saying we are absolutely strapped and even they are scraping the bottom of the barrel. So I don't know what else the federal government needs to hear to know that it needs to act now, not in 12 months or 18 months.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Federal Social Services Minister, Kevin Andrews, said the Commonwealth announced up to $115 million in funding for the National Partnership Agreement on Homelessness earlier this year, complemented by funding from the states and territories. The spokesperson said that'll ensure critical initiatives continue to operate.
Anna Vido.